Krishna Book, Canto 21, Odds and Ends, Chapter 90, Scene 6. Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Krishna. Srila Shukadeva Goswami thus concludes his description of the super exalted position of Lord Krishna by glorifying him in the following way. O Lord Krishna, all glories unto you. You are present in everyone's heart as Paramatma, and therefore you are known as Jananivasa, or one who lives in everyone's heart. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Arjun Tishtati, the Supreme Lord in his Paramatma feature lives within everyone's heart. But this does not mean, however, that Krishna has no separate existence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mayavadi philosophers accept the all-pervading feature of Parabrahman, but when Parabrahman or the Supreme Lord appears, they think that he appears under the control of material nature. Because Lord Krishna appeared as the son of Devaki, the Mayavadi philosophers accept Krishna to be an ordinary living entity who takes birth within this material world. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami warns them, Devaki Janma Vada, which means that although Krishna is famous as the son of Devaki, actually Krishna is the Supersoul or the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees, however, take this word Devaki Janma Vada in a different way. The devotees understand that actually Krishna was the son of Mother Yashoda. Although Krishna first of all appeared as the son of Devaki, Krishna immediately transferred himself to the lap of Mother Yashoda, and his childhood pastimes were blissfully enjoyed by Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. This fact was also admitted by Vasudeva himself when he met Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda at Kurukshetra. Vasudeva admitted that Krishna and Balaram were actually the sons of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Vasudeva and Devaki were only their official father and mother. Their actual father and mother were Nanda and Yashoda. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami addresses Lord Krishna as Devaki Janma Vada. Shukadeva Goswami then glorifies Lord Krishna as one who is honored by the Yaduvara Parishat, or the assembly house of the Yadu dynasty, and as the killer of different kinds of demons. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have killed all the demons by simply employing his different material energies. But Krishna wanted to kill the demons personally in order to give them salvation. There was no need of Krishna's coming to this material world to kill the demons, for simply by Krishna's willing, many hundreds and thousands of demons could have been killed without Krishna's personal endeavor. But actually, Krishna descended for his pure devotees to play as a child with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and to give pleasure to the inhabitants of Dwaraka. By killing the demons and by giving protection to the devotees, Lord Krishna established the real religious principle, which is simply love of God. By following the factual religious principles of love of God, even the living entities known as Thirachara, were also delivered of all material contamination and transferred to the spiritual kingdom. Stira means the trees and plants which cannot move, and chara means the moving animals, specifically the cows. When Krishna was present, Krishna delivered all the trees, monkeys, and other plants and animals who happened to see Krishna and serve Krishna, both in Vrindavan and in Dwaraka. Lord Krishna is especially glorified for his giving pleasure to the gopis and the queens of Dwaraka. Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Lord Krishna for his enchanting smile, by which Krishna enchanted not only the gopis of Vrindavan, but also the queens at Dwaraka. The exact word used in this connection is Vardayan Kama Devam. In Vrindavan as the boyfriend of many gopis, and in Dwaraka as the husband of many queens, Krishna increased their lusty desires to enjoy with him. For God realization or self-realization, one generally has to undergo severe austerities and penances for many, many thousands of years, and then it may be possible to realize God. But the gopis and queens of Dwaraka, simply by enhancing their lusty desires to enjoy Krishna as their boyfriend or husband, received the highest type of salvation. This behavior of Lord Krishna with the gopis and queens is unique in the history of self-realization. Usually people understand that for self-realization, one has to go to the forest or to the mountains and undergo severe austerities and penances. But the gopis and the queens, simply by being attached to Krishna in conjugal love and enjoying his company in a so-called sensuous life, full of luxury and opulence, achieved the highest salvation, which is impossible to be achieved even by great sages and saintly persons. Similarly, demons such as Kamsa, Dantavakra, Shishupal, etc., also got the highest benefit of being transferred to the spiritual world. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva offered his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Truth, Vasudev, Krishna. And after that, Vyas taught his son, Shukadeva Goswami, to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. It is in this connection that Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Lord Krishna as Jayati. Following in the footsteps of Srila Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami and all the Acharyas in disciplic succession, the whole population of the world should glorify Lord Krishna, and for their best interest, they should take to this Krishna consciousness movement. The process is easy and helpful. It is simply to chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has therefore recommended that one should be callous to the material ups and downs. Material life is temporary, and so the ups and downs of life may come and go. When they come, one should be as tolerant as a tree and as humble and meek as the straw in the street. But certainly, one must engage him or herself in Krishna consciousness by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the Super Soul of all living entities, out of His causeless mercy, comes down and manifests His different transcendental pastimes in different incarnations. Hearing the attractive pastimes of Lord Krishna's different incarnations is a chance for liberation for the conditioned soul. and the most fascinating and pleasing activities of Lord Krishna himself are still more attractive because Lord Krishna is personally all attractive. Thus ends chapter 90, scene 6. Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. For the Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto is the Phala Sruti, the promise of success given to one who hears it. The process of devotional service begins with hearing topics about the Supreme Lord. When one has heard these topics properly, he or she can then proceed to chant them for others' benefit and reflect on their significance. This leads to faithful adherence to the principles of devotional service, which culminates in absolute faith in Lord Krishna. Such perfect faith gives one the right to enter the Lord's intimate service and, in due course of time, return to one's eternal spiritual life in one of the Lord's personal domains. Humbly offering his comments on the 10th canto at the lotus feet of his worshipful Lord, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti prays, "If Lord Gopala mercifully accepts the cows of my words, then Krishna's dear devotees may enjoy the pleasure of drinking their milk, which is the nectar produced by hearing them."